This is Sunday morning, 5:26:19. This is part two of I Bore You on Eagle's Wings. The subtitle is Don't Try to Build a Third Story on a Vacant Lot. I ended the last teaching, we're talking about Brother Capps. He's also the one that said that don't try to build a third story on a vacant lot. That's why he said, believe God for a pair of socks or believe him for a parking space when you go downtown to get your faith built up to where you can believe him for something bigger. All right, Exodus 19. We talked about how the mother eagle starts to nudge the babies out of the nest. They free fall in the hopes that they'll flap their wings and begin to fly. And if they don't, she'll swoop in under them and pick them up and bring them back up to the nest. And then the whole process starts again. This is how God did the children of Israel, trying to get them to the place where he could trust them to walk by faith and go in and take the land. This is Exodus 19:4. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice in truth and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own peculiar possession and treasure from among and above all peoples, for all the earth is mine. So, then verse 6, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words you shall speak to the Israelites. So, he's also not just the Israelites, but also the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:9 says the same thing about us, the church. Okay. All right. I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again about Brother Capps. Brother Capps was a rancher, and so he would go out in the field and he'd get poison ivy or poison oak. I don't know which one, ivy or oak. And so he was believing God that he doesn't get poison ivy. And so he'd go out there and he'd strip it off with his hand. He'd break out with the stuff and he'd have to put the calamine lotion on his hand, you know. And he said this went on for about a year until one day he went out there and stripped it off and it suffered no more breakouts. Full corn in the ear. Okay, when Brother Hagin had an increase in symptoms, he would double up on God's word. He said, if the symptoms get worse, double up on God's word. God's word is his medicine. He did send his word to heal us. He did not send medicine to heal us. He did not send doctors to heal us. He sent his word and healed us. So where should our emphasis be? The word. Okay. All right. All right, we're going to talk in an area today that's a little different for me because I want you to use your faith. That's what God pushes me to bring to you is to push you towards using your faith. But sometimes there is a practicality to it. It says when you should use medicine or not. A lot of people won't use medicine because they think, well, I won't be in faith if I don't. But there's a problem with that. You can't do it because I need to be doing it. You have to not do it or do it because you believe that's what you're led to do. That you are either ready to do it or you're not ready to do it. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Okay. I've had the Lord tell me before to not take any more medicine because I was healed and I didn't need it. Another thing, Brother Capps, he said, you know, a lot of people, they get off of medication before they're ready. And he said a lot of times there's funerals because they thought, well, I'm not in faith if I'm doing this, so I need to do that. Well, I'm telling you today, you need to be led by the Spirit. Now, there's been times that I went to the Lord for healing and I was using the word, plus I was using some other means. And when it came to the point that I realized that I was well in the word, he said, don't use that other anymore. And he'd tell me flat out, don't use any more of those, what you're using. You're healed. You don't need it. And I would not do it anymore. But you can't just do that because you think Pastor Carlin is expecting me to do it. Okay. Just stopping because you want to walk by faith, but you're in angst about it, is counterproductive. I'm not taking medicine, but I can hardly breathe. I can hardly maneuver. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. God knows when the harvest is coming. He will tell you when to put in the sickle. This is about rest. When we're looking at the prayer petition, the previous teaching. The kingdom of God is if a man goes to bed and gets up. He plants the seed. He's at rest. But when the harvest comes, he put in the sickle. Now, anytime I've received healing like that, I knew exactly when harvest had come because it was like I knew it in my heart. I'm well. The harvest had come. The word had come to fruition in my heart, and I knew I didn't need that other. I received God's healing. Isn't he the Lord of the harvest? Just because he wants us to walk by faith, we're all in different places in our walk. He is the author and he is the finisher. He's overseeing this. This is not a fleshly work that we do. Well, I'm just going to quit all my medicine. And you're in such pain or whatever that you can't even pay attention to the word. You need to be led of the Spirit. This is not about doing works. If I'm taking medicine, it can be a work. If I'm not taking medicine, it can be a work. Can still be applying works to whatever I do. We need to do what God leads us to do, what we have peace to do. Sometimes we can be so hard on ourselves and deny ourselves. I'm that way on myself. I'm thinking, well, if I don't walk it, how can I teach anybody else to walk it? And sometimes I'm too hard on myself. Sometimes the Lord has to say to me, it's okay if you think you need that, go ahead. I'm not going to look at you as a failure. I'm not going to say or think that you've sinned because you have. To stay in faith and stay in rest is the key here. Okay. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12:12. Author there means leader. Leader. He leads. We follow. The Lord is our shepherd. He leads us. We follow him. Ask him what he wants you to do. All right. Finisher means completeness. That's the put in the sickle part when it's over. So he's authoring it. He's leading you through it, and then he tells you at the end, okay, harvest. We need to quit trying to do his parts. What my advice would be, if you're believing God for something, just get in the word. Whether you're taking medication or not, just get in the word, but rest. Let the seed work. So, the facts. Medicine will not heal you. This is a fact. Brother Hagin, this is, I couldn't find it in his little books, but I'll just recant what I know from the story. He talked to a doctor, and a doctor said, doctors can't heal anything. We've learned to manipulate the body with drugs. But he said, there's only one healer, that's God, Jehovah Rapha. And he is the only healer. So doctors can't heal you, medicine doesn't heal you either. Now it makes mass symptoms. You know, so you don't notice it much. And if that's what keeps you in rest, then, you know, if it's okay with the Lord, then that's between you and the Lord, what you do with it. I'm not going to be one to say, you don't take that. No. I would rather not even go there. All right, Jehovah Rapha, that's Exodus 15:26. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. Someday we'll be able to just use the word and not ever even think about anything else. All right. But don't be condemned if you're not there yet. It's about staying in rest. All right. So if you need medication to help you rest, go ahead unless the Lord says stop that. No. Here's another example. Brother Capps, there was a lady that she had gotten prayed for, for her eyesight. So she took her glasses off and she had terrible headaches and couldn't see. The Lord said, put your glasses back on. She just kept reading the Word, feeding on the Word, feeding on the Word. And then one day she said, Lord, now I can't see with my glasses. He says, put them off. You don't need them anymore. Like I said, this is a little different for me. You can't do it. The Word is doing the work. It goes into the heart. It goes into your dirt. All right. Never let go of the Word. He sent His Word and healed us. Proverbs 4:20-22. To not take meds could be just a work. To take meds could be too. Be led, don't be condemned. Romans 8:1, there's therefore now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. But I ought to be further along than this. I ought to be that. Are you leading this? Are you finishing this? Then shut up. Let the Lord speak to you about it. Do whatever he says to you, do it. That's what I'm saying to you today. Okay. Remain at rest. Our Father is, and our brother is. Are they seated in heavenly places? Are we seated with them? You would be better off to take meds and remain at rest than to stop your meds and be in fear. No rest, no results. What Danny said to me that day. I was under terrible attack. It was fear. I couldn't eat. It'd been happening for over a week. It was the most miserable place that I've ever been in my walk, not knowing what to do. And I was spending hours in the Word. I was so exhausted, I felt like I was just going to fall over. And he said, you know what? You could get the same results if you just rest. So I put the Bible down and turned on some little program that I enjoyed, and I kind of forgot about it. And it just, I felt okay. I just got into works because of the fear and the angst that was coming against me. I just thought, I've got to get this off of me. And all I know is to stay on my face or stay in the Word. Wear myself out till I was just a nub. Rest. Okay, John 2. This is the wedding where the water pots, you know, whenever Mary said, whatever he says to you, do it. Faith without works is dead, but works without faith is double dead. God is bringing us out slowly. It is not a sprint, but a walk. We walk by faith, not by sight. Stay in faith and not in fear. Agitated seedlings don't root well naturally and spiritually. If you put a seed in the ground, you keep digging it up. I know last year Amber planted a yucca out there and she didn't get it quite in the ground, so I had her replant it and it never made it. It got uprooted and it never, yeah. After that it was too bad. Okay, Deuteronomy 1:2. It is only 11 days' journey from Horeb by way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea on Canaan's border, yet Israel took 40 years to get beyond it. They come out of Egypt, the trek into Canaan was only 11 days. But because of the condition of the people, their mental state, God had to take them the long way around. And you see, a lot of them didn't make it. Yeah. The goal is long-term, opposed as the 11-day journey. They had so many hang-ups. Yeah, they just did. They had the cloud by day, the fire by night. That's how God led them. That's how God leads us, by Spirit. You need to stand up. You look like you're going to fall asleep. He led them out and trained them to trust Him so they could use their faith and conquer the land, like a mother eagle edging the eaglet out of the nest. Okay. We need to rest. Do whatever he says to you, do it.